everybody. If you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get all sorts of free material there. And if you could, click on the donate button. Help me out. If you can't donate your money, you can donate your time by sharing this video with your friends and family. So I'm going to make this one kind of quick, but we hear a lot of this statement. We have to do something about mass shootings. Yes, I agree. Actually, everyone agrees on that. The way that the media presents this, it's almost as if you have people on the left and they want to do something, but people on the right don't want to do anything. That's not true. We all want to do something. We just have different ideas on what that should be. And there hasn't been any kind of actual just good conversation of ideas, because it always gets into this mudslinging garbage, and it gets into these personal attacks, and it gets into, oh, you don't care, and it gets into bringing out kids that survived the mass shooting and trotting them out on the news and having them say that we shouldn't have these guns. And listen, obviously people are gonna say, well, what, you shouldn't hear from the kids? Fine, hear from the kids, let them speak. But you also have to realize they've been through something horrific, all right? Traumatic, emotionally traumatizing. And also their kids. There's a bunch of decisions that go around in my house that my kids just have no say in because they're kids. So it's not horrible to say, you know, look, I don't want to get too much into that, just because there's a lot of things I want to say that will absolutely be taken the wrong way, and I'd rather just prevent that. But let's just say, I think it would be good if we heard from experts. You know, if we're going to make some decision that's going to affect the entire country, then we should hear from experts on both sides. Let them make the best arguments they can, and then make a decision on it. Okay, so on the whole, you know, we should do something. We got to do something. You hear this from the left a lot. You also hear this from the right too. It just isn't covered because they don't agree with the you know, decisions that or the things that the conservatives want to do, or they want to mock it, or they want to twist it into something that wasn't even really said. So you know, obviously, this whole gun control thing, it's really complex, and it pits rights against duties. It pits individualism against communitarianism. And it puts gun owners feel like they're against anti-gun activists, and law-abiding citizens are against one another. And it pits common sense against evidence. So the vast majority of gun control proponents keep talking about common sense gun control, as though, like, Americans could just simply all agree on some ideas about curbing, like, highly sporadic acts of violence and fix the problem immediately. And as though, like, Americans were suffering from lack of will rather than disagreement about method. And that's not the case. It's just not. But there are things that we can do. The mainstream media, the left, they're not going to want to do it. But there are things we can do. So one of the easiest things, we can insist that our law enforcement agencies actually enforce the law. You know, the whole Parkland, Florida shooting occurred because the FBI failed to do its job. Not once, but twice. And the FBI was warned about the shooter. Not once, but twice. It ignored the warnings. And this isn't even rare. We know that law enforcement screwed up in the South Carolina Black Church massacre. We know it screwed up in the Texas Church massacre, and it screwed up in San Bernardino. So we know that as of 2013, out of I want to make sure I get my numbers exactly right here. Out of 48,321 cases against straw buyers, which are people who they buy guns for others, including those who aren't legally allowed to buy them, only 44 were prosecuted. And we know that as of 2013, there were nearly 20,000 people in California alone who weren't legally allowed to own guns, but owned them anyway. So giving the government more legal power to confiscate weaponry or prosecute those who are dangerous means nothing if the government blows every available opportunity. So there's something that we can do. There's something that can be done. But there's more. David French at National Review, I'm just being really careful because this is such a hotly debated topic. I want to make sure that I have all the stats right, all the numbers, all the names. I want to make sure I have everything right here. So David French at National Review suggests this option, that gun violence restraining orders, or GRVOs. These would allow family members to apply for an order enabling legal authorities to temporarily remove guns from those who are deemed to be a significant danger to themselves or others. And furthermore, we should ensure more transparency in the background check system with regard to mental health records, and we should look to ease the regulations on involuntary commitment of dangerously mentally ill people. And we should we could also radically increase security in schools. So I don't have a specific stat on this, but I've heard that a lot of times Jewish high schools especially are regularly threatened with violence, and that, you know, or you know, in the past, like now that students who attend those schools are checked in by security, and the you know, those types of school can have barriers on all sides, armed security guards attend the campus. There are Jewish high schools that have this stuff, and the same measures could be available at every public school, because, you know, why not? So complaints about the so-called school-to-prison pipeline created by the presence of law enforcement at schools seems to be overblown, according to the data. And more importantly, it's the school's job to ensure the safety of the students, not to protect students against their own criminal behavior. But there are simple, you know, these are just a couple of simple measures that should be able to achieve broad agreement, but they probably won't, because it's too politically useful for the left to rail broadly about gun control. The biggest problem with the gun control debate has been its failure to boil down to slogans and proposals, or boil down slogans to proposals. The problem won't be alleviated as long as the media insist on putting mourning teenagers on television with this common chant of "do something." You know, something is nothing unless someone puts some actual proposals on the table. And then we need to look at those proposals and hold them up to scrutiny and see what's best. So a lot of times, you know, the media wants to make fun of Trump because he said something about arming teachers or something. And they didn't quote him right, and they blew out of proportion what he actually did say, but then they didn't offer any actual, real, factual reasons why it would be ineffective. It just gets mocked. So as long as that is how these things are handled, nothing will get done. Nothing will get done, or it'll get so extreme that law-abiding citizens will have to be punished. For example, I don't understand why I should have to give up you know, and this is an extreme case. Like, if it just gets so extreme where just guns are banned or whatever. Or like in Australia, the mandatory buyback program. Why? I've never committed a crime. I have no felonies. I've got nothing on my record. It's completely free and clear. So why should I have to have any kind of limit? Why should I have to give up the guns that I do have? Why should I have any kind of limit on how many I could buy, or how much I should buy, or what I should buy? Why should I have any kind of limit on that? I follow the law, you know. I haven't abused what is available to me. So, and that's what these proposals from the left do. They essentially punish the law-abiding citizen, because they have to okay, the whole AR-15 thing. There's an effort trying to get the AR-15 banned. Now, right now, a law-abiding citizen can buy one and have one. The left will say, well, why do they need one? Maybe they just want one. I don't know. It's their business. I don't need a Les Paul guitar, but I have one because I like it, you know. I use it for music and just you know, whatever. I don't care why a law-abiding citizen needs an AR-15. If they're not breaking the law, it's none of my business. They can have it. You know, who cares? Maybe they'll use it to stop a shooter, like what happened in Texas. Willefort. Who knows, right? But I don't want to ban something from someone who's done nothing wrong just because an evil person used it in a violent, evil, horrible way that we all agree is evil and horrible on the right and the left. Everybody agrees. It's horrible and it's evil. So why punish the good guys? Why punish the people who did not break the law for this terrible thing? You know, I think a lot of this is in our culture doesn't want to just recognize evil, that evil exists. Evil is terrible. So to the left, it would seem ridiculous to say, introduce more guns into the situation and that'll solve it. For one thing, this problem of people killing people is not going to be solved because there's evil in the world. You know, this is what separates Christianity from like everything else in the world. Everybody else wants to ignore the fact that we all, every single one of us, has evil in us to a certain extent and has the potential for more evil. Now, there are people who will let that evil overtake them, and then they get a hold of a gun and they shoot up a school. And it's absolutely terrible. And it is absolute evil. The rest of us recognize, the rest of us don't let that evil overtake us, you know. We don't allow it to because it is a personal choice. It's not something that can just happen unless there is like a mental illness thing. But even that's a pretty broad blanket statement, mental illness. Okay, so that's schizophrenia and that's also mild depression. That's mental illness. You can't compare the two. But anyway, aside from the mental illness argument, we all do have potential for evil. We all have potential for evil. I've got it. You've got it. Whether you want to believe it, whether you want to keep ignoring it, whatever. And Christians, by and large, realize this. The problem is a lot of the world doesn't want to recognize it. They don't want to recognize that breaking up a family is a really bad thing to do. Breaking up a family and destroying the nuclear family, for example. Has led to a lot of this stuff. You know, why do you think these shooters are a lot, you know, most of them are fatherless or didn't have any kind of really good, strong, stable family structure. Anyway, there are things that can be done. Recognizing evil, I think, is a good one. I think we as the church can go out and get some more people saved. I think that would be good. Bring people to church, give people a reason to want to confront their own evil and control it, get a handle on it, you know, instead of just ignoring the problem and expecting it to just go away. But the left doesn't want to do this. You know, you think about 50 years ago, I mean, it was common for everybody to have a shotgun in the back of their truck. And I mean, there were guns all over the place. Kids were shooting guns all over the place, but you didn't see this massive problem of like mass shootings and school shootings and just this is anyway. I could make this a much longer video than I'm intending to, but I do want to hear what you have to say. What are your ideas? Should we ban certain guns? What do you think? I want to know. So leave a comment in the comment section below. Follow me on Steemit too. I would love it if you would comment on my Steemit account, steemit.com/@Josh Peck. And also go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. View all the free content. And if you can, help me out by clicking the donate button. And you know, when we as a community come together, we can do some amazing things. That's what I'm trying to do here. And you're all a part of it. And I love you for it. So all that being said, thank you for watching. Till next time, take care and God bless.